when we were little, when we go fishing, we'd sometimes hook a turtle.
Really?
And if it's that big around, we'd bring it to the house and make something out of it.
Really?
Fry it or stew it or something.
You ate it?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you. You say so. The duck cow might have tried it. Ooh.
And such things as eels. You ever seen
them? Oh, I've seen them only in zoos, you know, and aquariums.
When we caught an eel fishing, he got eaten too.
And I've heard of people eating eels. And I think overseas, this is quite a thing. I don't know, there's a lot that's going to guess. I didn't know we had any eels, though, in this part of the country.
Well, I don't know about here. I haven't seen any here. Maybe not even
heard. I mean, in the south is what I'm thinking of.
The one that Savannah River we have.
Really?
And it wasn't uncommon when fishing with a pole and a hook and pole to catch an eel once in a while instead of fish.
Is that right?
You can bring an old thing out there, maybe along with this desk, and that big around, and run to the house with it.
Is that right? the last time I was here, I'll ask you and see if you happen to think, did you ever think of a word that you might use for the outside part of a shotgun shell? I looked it up in the dictionary, and sure enough, I was right the first time. Did you ever think of one other than shell?
No, I hadn't thought of it since.
What about cartridge? Does that mean that to you?
Well, cartridges are shells from pistols or rifles.
Oh, they are.
But shotgun shells are for shotguns. They are not rifles, they are shotguns.
That's why I thought I better check, because I think it's used in different ways. I asked my husband, who's from Ohio, and he thinks of the outside of a shotgun shell as a cartridge and the outside of a rifle bullet as a shell. So I think, you know, the usage changes from place to place. One of those examples. So that's why I thought I'd ask you again and ask you about the word that maybe you used it to apply to something else.
Well, down here in the South, a shell, empty shell, or full of that matter, goes in a shotgun. Now, it may be the reverse, because the South, the Yankees are a good bit sharper than we are in most respects. So
that doesn't matter. No, as I said, there's not a right or a wrong. It's just that I wanted to know how it was used here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my daddy said shotgun shells, as far as I know. He was quite Southern. And there's no right or wrong about it, but I didn't wonder which way you used it, if you meant rifle or if you meant shotgun. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem we had last time, that I was describing something that you would call a shell. Oh, and there was one other thing that I ran across that I didn't ask you last time I wanted to pick up. We were talking about quilts. And do you make a distinction between a quilt and a comforter, or a comfort, or a puff, or one of those? Mm-hmm. What do you think of as being the difference in them?
Well, they're sewed a little different. Quilts were made by hand, you know. You take blocks of different cloth, different colors and so forth, and sew them together. It didn't matter if they were uniform blocks or not.
Mm-hmm.
And sewed then by hand also, not the machine, but by hand. Just stitched by hand through and through. Well, the comforter was also sewn through and through, but it'd be all the same material, like sheeting material,
mm-hmm.
dyed some color or maybe some pattern, but both sides would be the same. It'd be the same, and the stitching, which would be on the machine, would be any pattern you want, you know.
Oh, I see.
Usually curves.
Oh, I see. And was a comforter fatter, thicker? Or was it not necessarily?
It probably was thicker. I think of it as thicker, but still lighter
mm-hmm.
than a quilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was one thing I had forgotten to ask you last time.